Good morning. I don't know, probably was a year ago almost, last time I shared with this many people at the same place. In Africa where we were, there was very, very seldom did we have this size of gathering, and when we did, usually I wasn't the one sharing. But something I've been thinking a lot of in the last little while is our words. I think most of us, I don't know if everyone, but most of us here were at a wedding yesterday. Did you ever think of the power of those words that Timothy and Becca said yesterday and that they agreed to? What if I came up here and said, it's a bad day. It's just a horrible day. Look at how nasty the weather is. Had to get out of bed, had to go to get in the car, drive here, just a horrible bad day. What kind of track would that put your mind on? Compared to when somebody says, good morning, what a nice day it is. What does that do? It's just a few words. But there's something behind them that changes a lot. Two of the songs we sang today, Lord, I am fondly, earnestly longing. You said those words. Is that your heart? There's power behind words. And then the last one. Every day will I bless thee. Every day will I praise thee. Is that reality in your life? I wanted to look at a couple different places in the Bible about words. First one is Genesis chapter 1. Thinking about the power of words. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. He spoke the word, and there was light. God said, let the firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. Spoken words. And we could go through the entire creation account that way. God said, and it was so. God said, and it was so. All the way through creation. The power of a spoken word. Two lives were changed yesterday into one through spoken words in a marriage. In Romans 10, verse 9, if thou shalt confess, confess can be translated declare, or if thou shalt confess, or if thou shalt declare with thy mouth, that's spoken words. The Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Spoken words. We don't see it here as much as in Africa, but curses are spoken words. And there is power behind them. The people there live in a fear of a spoken curse. If you say something about someone and they hear you and they don't like it, you will often hear, don't curse me. Don't curse me like that. Don't curse my name. Don't curse my family's name. In spoken words. Spoken words have power. Christ said in Matthew 12:37, by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Words matter. Does it matter to you when you hear a coworker cussing? Does that matter? Do you understand that those words could be what condemned them to eternity without Christ. And when you hear someone confessing Christ, those words could be what allow them to spend eternity with Christ. By thy words thou shalt be justified. By thy words thou shalt be condemned. Christ also said in Matthew 10:32, whosoever shall confess me before men, him will I confess before my Father and the holy angels. Do you want Christ to confess your name, to acknowledge you before God the Father? Are we ashamed to acknowledge him before men? Words have power. What do you say to your children? What do you say to your spouse? To your friends? What did Christ say on the cross? Forgive them. Have you ever thought what went through the centurion's mind that was standing there at the cross when he heard Christ say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do? And when he committed his spirit into the hands of God before he died, and the centurion felt and saw that earthquake, what did he say at the end? Truly, this was the Son of God. The power of words. What happens when you do something to someone and they say, I forgive you, and you know they mean it? What happens in your heart? What happens in your heart when someone says, I won't forgive you, or I can't forgive you? There is power in the spoken word. Are we known that our yea is yea and our nay is nay? That our word matters. I can remember not long ago, my dad doing contracts, $100,000 jobs on a handshake. Someone's word was good. Is your word good? $100,000 seems like a lot. But that's nothing in light of eternity. And our word is what eternity hinges on, in a lot of ways, according to Christ. By thy words. We could take it further. We could look at our thoughts. Do those count as words? Our hearts. Yes, we have to give account for everything we do. We were told to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. There's a lot of things we're told to do. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. What comes out of your mouth shows what is in your heart. What is in your heart? What is in my heart? Do we long to be like Jesus? Do we praise him? We sing words. We say words every day. What are those words reflecting? Are they reflecting the idol of self and this world? Or are they reflecting Christ living in us? If an unbeliever was to have a recording of your words for 1 week, will they be convicted of Christ in you? Or will they say, a Christian is nothing except someone who goes to a Sunday social club every week? What do our words say? What did Titus and Becca's words say yesterday? It changed their lives for the rest of their life in about 30 seconds of words. It doesn't take a lot. How much time do you think it took when God said, let there be light, and there was light? I don't think there was much time at all between. That one phrase, have you thought of what would happen if God did not say that one phrase? He made the entirety of the rest of creation and did not say that one phrase, let there be light. What would that do to our day-to-day life? there would be no day-to-day life. It would be darkness. Internal perpetual darkness. Without that one phrase. Do we reflect Christ in our words? I don't have the reference, but I believe Christ said something close to, "The words that I speak unto you, they are life." Are our words life-giving? If I said it's a bad morning, does that inspire you to enjoy the day? If I say it's a bad day, it's a nasty day, I don't like today, it's a horrible weather day, does that really inspire you to enjoy the day? Or if someone says it's a good morning, it's a nice day, it's a few words. Do our words reflect the words of Christ? Do we bless or curse with our words? Do we confess Christ as King and Lord with our words? What comes out of our mouth matters. Maybe I think of it more lately as Esther's trying to figure out every big word she can speak. And Susanna's just starting to talk. But what words do I speak to my children or my wife, my co-workers, my landlords? Are they giving life or death? There's another verse, life and death are in the power of the tongue, or something similar to that. Do we want to see life? Eternal life or eternal death? So those are just some thoughts I've been thinking of. When Roger asked if I would share, I said, what matters? Are we sharing life to those around us?